The Lord gave, and the Lord has taken away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. The Lord gave. The Lord gave us Father Leo Murray. And what a gift. And the Lord has taken away. The Lord has taken Father Leo to himself forever. And we, of course, will miss Leo for the time being. But he is now where he had longed to be. Blessed be the name of the Lord. To his beloved and dear Sister Anne, on behalf of the Georgetown Jesuit community, on behalf of our provincial Father Bob Hussey, and all the members of the Society of Jesus, I wish to express to you and to your entire family our sincere condolences. Please know that our support and prayers are with you this morning and will be with you in the days ahead. In addition, please know our appreciation to you, Anne, for sharing your brother with us for so many years, 67 to be exact. I preside and preach here today at Father Murray's request, and I'm deeply honored and most grateful. I first met Father Murray during my senior year at Gonzaga College High School in the fall of 1974. That year, he had been missioned to teach theology at Gonzaga and to serve as rector of the Jesuit community. And it wasn't until I was writing this homily that I did the math. It was 42 years ago. And I'm sorry I did the math. During that academic year, Father Murray invited me to take a course on prayer. The course requirements were to pray in the manner Father Murray would instruct, to write in a journal about my prayer experience, and then to meet with Father Murray every couple of weeks. After he offered to me these requirements, I asked one simple question. Are you saying there are no actual religion classes? He simply said yes, and I signed up for the course. The truth is, in that course, thanks to Father Murray's instruction, I learned to pray. And after I graduated from high school and went on to college, I kept praying. In the process, my relationship with God, my relationship with Jesus, deepened. My experience of learning from Father Murray was not unique. I've heard many stories that are quite similar. But it took me a while to realize that this sophisticated, charming, and faith-filled gentleman, well, to put it plainly, he hoodwinked me. Seriously and sincerely, Father Murray is the reason I became a Jesuit. When I would tell him this, he always demurred. But as God is my witness, it's true. Father Murray was the instrument of God's grace that led me to enter the Society of Jesus. It was a poignant and humbling privilege to serve as Leo's superior before he left for Philadelphia. When he was at Georgetown Hospital following his last surgery, we spoke about his care. At the time, he needed more care than we were able to provide for him here, and I informed him that we would need to move him to Manresa for a while in Philadelphia. And he received the news with his usual graciousness. I will never forget the day that he left the hospital. The day he was transferred, it was truly striking to see how all the nurses on his unit came in to say goodbye and say how much they enjoyed having him in their unit and how they would miss him. As I witnessed this, I thought to myself, so who was serving whom during his hospital stay? When I received the news last Saturday that Leo had passed from this life into eternity, God's encouraging phrase echoed in my head. Well done, good and faithful servant. This phrase is echoed for me all week long. And I'm deeply consoled in the knowledge that Leo's full and rich journey to God is now complete. In addition to being a brother and an uncle and a great uncle, Leo was an intelligent and gracious gentleman, a fine spiritual director, a compassionate priest, and a true son of Ignatius Loyola and brother in Christ. As a Jesuit and priest, Leo served generously in several missions. The service he enjoyed most, and the one for which he would likely be the most remembered and cherished, is as senior priest here at Holy Trinity Church. In that position, he served as a presider at liturgies, weddings, baptisms, and funerals. He was a valued spiritual director and director of the spiritual exercises. And there should be no doubt, and we can hold the confident hope, that his dedication to God and devotion to Christ is now being richly rewarded and fully realized. Today, while we may gather with certain sadness, we also gather with certain and genuine joy and gratitude. This was Leo's plan. Leo wanted us to gather in this church on a Saturday morning to celebrate his life and to offer our thanks to God. In addition, he selected our readings today, and it was his hope that we would be consoled by these passages as we face together the harshest of life's realities, the death of a loved one. In our gathering here this morning, we face this reality together, not alone, and we are nourished by the love of God and one another, as well as by such fond memories. We may be comforted and even nourished by Leo's faith that tells us that death is not the end. A faith that tells us that love and friendship transcend space and time. A faith that tells us that our experience of love here on earth points to an eternal life already begun in us, but not yet completed or fully understood. Through all of you who have loved Leo here on earth, he was able to know what love and friendship would be like after death. To each of you, thank you so very much for coming this morning to celebrate this wonderful life of Father Murray. Thank you for your care, your support, your prayers, and your love for him. And especially for the care, the support, the prayers, the notes, the phone calls, and the visits, and all the affection you showed him in recent months and days. Please know that your kindness, as expressed in your words and in your actions, was a tremendous consolation for him, and it was deeply appreciated by him. My friends, all things have their time, be it birth or death, joy or sorrow, laughter or weeping, dancing or mourning. The wisdom of faith tells us that God does make everything beautiful in its time. Today is Leo's day, and truly, what a beautiful day it is. Today we gather to remember and to acknowledge before God that Leo's life was a beautiful thing, and that our lives are better, richer, and fuller because of his life. We can acknowledge the beauty of his life and acknowledge how, in unique and personal ways, our lives have been blessed because of his life. Reflection leads us to be aware that as we acknowledge before God the blessing of his life upon our own, we are moved to be grateful. We are grateful because that is human nature's response to an experience of God and God's grace. Every human life is an experience of God's grace. Leo's life was a grace, and today is Leo's day, and what a beautiful day it is. Our first reading from the prophet Isaiah informs us that our God will provide for all people a bountiful banquet of rich food and choice wines and a salvation for which we most deeply long. Leo now experiences the full truth of Isaiah's promise. Our second reading from Paul's letter to the Romans tells us that neither death nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor present things, nor future things will be able to separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus, our Lord. I boldly suggest that Leo now knows better than any of us what St. Paul means by these words. Leo now knows the truth about God's life and about the gift of life. Those who knew Leo know that in recent days he experienced a certain anguish and distress, but many people cared and sought to comfort him. Just prior to his death, as the nurses were holding his hand, he said, "I'm going up now." Today is a beautiful day, because today, Leo understands that he never was alone in his suffering, and I trust he realizes and appreciates that he never will be alone again, and he now enjoys the love of God in its totality. Today is Leo's day. And what a beautiful day it is. Today's gospel contains a rich message that draws us toward, through, and out of our most basic and fundamental desire. Jesus says, "Do not let your hearts be troubled. You have faith in God. Have faith also in me." Jesus continues, "And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come back again and take you to myself, so that where I am, you also may be." Leo was heartened by these words and held confidence in what Jesus promised. For Leo knew who Jesus was and is. Leo knew Jesus is the way and the truth and the life. Let us hear these words well this day. And may they hearten, encourage, and console us by drawing us to a new promise and a renewed hope. Believing in his words, we come here to this table to receive him, Jesus, our bread of life. Many times Leo approached this altar table to receive and to share the bread of life. This meal consoled him, encouraged him, and strengthened him. I pray it will do the same for each one of us here today. This opportunity to share this Eucharist on this occasion is what makes this a beautiful day for each of us. We gather in this church to thank God for the life of Father Leo Murray. And we gather to offer a confident and hope-filled common prayer that will place him into the hands of God. A keystone of our faith is the belief in life after death as revealed to us by the life, suffering, death, and resurrection of Jesus. This Paschal mystery is at the center of our faith. This Paschal mystery is where we find ourselves every time we experience the death of a loved one. Today, we gather in the midst of this awesome mystery of God. And today, Leo is at its center. Today is Leo's day. And what a beautiful day it is.